Hare Krishna. So this evening we will be absorbing ourselves in remembrance of Krishna Balaram. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Ramya Bhagavata Parvata Raja Satpurana Parama Shruti Moda Satstavavali Sudha Saridoka Krishna Rupa Manikandara Vrinda Nanda Sunu Chubakeli Vichitra Vela Bhushita Susundara Shringa Yena Paschima Bhuvam Pratinitas Tam Namami Satatam Prabhupadam Tam Namami Satatam Prabhupadam. I offer respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who brought the delightful and regal mantle of Srimad Bhagavatam to the Western countries. That eternal mountain is the best of the Puranas and the most delightful of all Vedic scriptures. It is full of rivers of nectar, which are the prayers of the pure devotees, and it contains innumerable caves full of jewels, which are the descriptions of the beauty of Krishna. That mountain has an exquisitely beautiful summit, which is decorated with colorful gardens. That are the auspicious pastimes of Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 15th chapter. The day Krishna became a gopa.
Jaya Krishna Balaram, 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 Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram.
Suklashtami Kartiketu Smitai Gopastami Budhai Taddinad Vasudevo Bhur Gopa Purvatu Vatsapa. The 8th lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik is known by authorities as Gopastami. From that day, Lord Vasudev served as a coward boy. Purvam tu vatsapaha. Until he reached his 5th year, Krishna had been playfully tending the small calves in the vicinity of the Brajavasi settlements. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Nandalal. 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 Gopal Nandalal. Of great affection, Nanda Maharaj had considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of full-grown cows and bulls. In his Kaumara age, Krishna thus enjoyed most the Vatsalya prem of his excellent devotees, Nanda and Yashoda. But since his spiritual body had now apparently grown slightly in age and strength, Nanda and the other senior men of Vrindavan, headed by Upananda, Nanda's elder brother, decided to promote him from the task of herding calves to the status of a regular cowherd boy. The cows themselves had been waiting for this day to come, and Krishna was eager to now begin his Pauganda Lila, in which he would fully taste the transcendental flavor of Sakyaras in the company of his boyfriends. Srila Shukadev Goswami recounts, Tathascha Pauganda Vayasitao Vraje Babhuvatusta Pashupala Samata Gascharayanta Sakibhi Samampadayan Vrindavanam Punyamati Vachakratu. Tataha, then Paugandavaya, the age of Pauganda, from the years 6 to 10, Shrita attaining Braje in Braj, Babhuvatu, Ram and Krishna became Sammata appointed as cowherd boys. When Lord Ram and Lord Krishna attained the age of 6 while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it the marks of their lotus feet. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. He wore no shoes or other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest, giving great anxiety to the girls of Vrindavan, who feared that his lotus feet would be injured. The gopis thus lamented as they watched Krishna and his friends leave the village of Raj.
Tanmadhava Venu Mudirayamrita Gopala Granadbhi Svayashobalanvita Pashyan Puraskritya Pashavyamavishat Vihatu Kama Kusumakaram Vanam Vihatu Kama Kusumakaram Vanam.
While his friends enthusiastically dragged him away, Krishna looked back at the gopis, who stood motionless at the end of the village as it disappeared into the forest. Thus desiring to enjoy pastimes, Lord Madhava, sounding his flute, surrounded by coward boys who were chanting his glories and accompanied by Lord Baladev, kept the cows before him and entered the Vrindavan forest. As he came to the forest, he was welcomed by Vrinda Devi.
Vrinde namaste charanarvinda. Vrinde namaste charanarvinda.
Since the spring season is also known as Madhava, it is understood that as soon as Lord Krishna entered the Vrindavan forest, it automatically exhibited all the qualities of the season of spring, with its beautiful flowers and greenery. Lord Madhava is the Lord of the spring season. He is also known as Madhava because he is the consort of the goddess of fortune. Also because he descended in the dynasty of Madhu, but very much because he is he who enjoys these pastimes in Madhu, the taste of conjugal love. Lord Krishna would loudly sound his flute as he entered the forest of Sri Vrindavan, thus giving inconceivable bliss to all his friends and the inhabitants of his hometown. These simple pastimes of playfully entering the forest, playing on the flute and so forth, were performed daily in the spiritual land of Vrindavan.
Tanmanjugoshali mrigadvijakulam Mahanmana prakyapaya sarasvata Vatena jushtam shatapatra gandhina Nirikshirantum bhagavan manodadhe Nirikshirantum bhagavan manodadhe.
As he proceeded along, the Supreme Personality of Godhead looked over that forest, which resounded with the charming sounds of bees, animals, and birds, and which was enhanced by a lake whose clear water resembled the minds of great souls. The forest was enhanced by a breeze carrying the fragrance of hundreds of petaled lotuses. Seeing all this, Lord Krishna decided to enjoy the auspicious atmosphere. Lord Krishna saw that the Vrindavan forest was giving pleasure to all five senses. The birds, bees, and animals made charming sounds that brought sweet pleasure to the ears. The wind blowing throughout the forest carried the cool moisture of a transparent lake and thus gave pleasure to the sense of touch. By the sweetness of the wind, even the sense of taste was being stimulated, and the fragrance of lotus flowers enhanced the sense of smell. The entire forest was endowed with heavenly beauty, which was giving spiritual bliss to the eyes. Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham, Satatra Tatra Runa Pallava Sriya Phalaha Prasuna Rubharena Padayo Sprisat Chikan Viksha Vanaspatin Muda Smayaha Nivaha Grajamadi Purusha Smayaha Nivaha Grajamadi Purusha. The primeval Lord saw that the stately trees with their beautiful reddish buds and their heavy burdens of fruits and flowers were bending down to touch his feet with the tips of their branches. Thus he smiled gently and addressed his elder brother. Aha mi deva varamar architam padam bhujante sumana palarhanam naman chupadaya sikha viratmanas tamo pahatya itaru janmayat krutam Tamoho Pahatyaitaru Janmayat Krutam. O greatest of lords, just see how these trees are bowing their heads at your lotus feet, which are worshipable even by the demigods. Lord Krishna was in a joking mood. He knew that the trees were actually bowing down to worship him. But speaking in a friendly, light-hearted mood, he gives the credit to his brother. Lord Sri Krishna said, Aho, Devavara, O best of lords, Sri Balaram. The trees are offering you their fruits and flowers to eradicate the dark ignorance that has caused their birth as trees. They are bowing down with their heads to your lotus feet. The trees of Vrindavan were thinking that because of past offenses, they had now taken birth as trees and, being immovable, could not accompany Lord Krishna in his wanderings throughout the Vrindavan area. In fact, All the creatures of Vrindavan, including the trees and cows, were great souls who could personally associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of ecstatic sentiments of separation, the trees condemned themselves for not being able to follow the Lord. Lord Krishna, understanding their mentality, simultaneously glanced at them and bestowed their mercy. Ete rinastavayasakilalokatirtham gayantaradipurushanupatham bhajante prayami munigara bhavadiya mukhya gudham vane pinajahachanaghatma daiva. O original personality, these bees must all be great sages and most elevated devotees of yours, for they are worshipping you by following you along the path and chanting your glories, which are themselves a holy place for the entire world. Though you have disguised yourself within this forest, O sinless one, they refuse to abandon you, their Lord. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears like an ordinary human being within the material world, great sages always recognize Him as the Supreme Absolute Truth. All the transcendental forms of Godhead are eternal and full of bliss and knowledge, exactly the opposite of our material bodies. Lord Balaram was not disturbed by the bees who were constantly following him. They recognized them as his devotees. Nrityanta me shikina ija mudaniya kurvanti gopya ivate priyamikshanena suktascha kokila gana priyamagataya dhanyavana kasaya nisatam nisarga. O worshipable one, see this peacock are dancing before you out of joy. These doe are pleasing you with affectionate glances, just as the gopis do. And these cuckoos are honoring you with Vedic prayers. All the residents of the forest are most fortunate, and their behavior towards you certainly befits great souls receiving another great soul at home. Dhanye amadya dharani trinaverudasva padas prishodrumalata karja vimrishta nadyodraya khagamrga sadaya valokaya gopyantarena vrchaya priyat priyashi. This earth has now become most fortunate because you have touched her grass and bushes with your feet and her trees and creepers with your fingernails. You have graced her rivers, mountains, birds and animals with your merciful glance. As Krishna and Balaram would move through the forest, they would pick fruits and flowers from the trees, bushes and creepers, and use this paraphernalia in their pleasure pastimes. Sometimes they would break leaves off the plants and use them with the flowers to decorate their bodies. But above all, you have embraced the young coward woman between your two arms, a favor hankered after by the goddess of fortune herself. In his form of Varaha, Lord Krishna personally saved the earth, and indeed the earth is understood to rest perpetually on the potency of Shesha. Both Varaha and Shesha are expansions of Balaram, who is himself an expansion of Lord Krishna, the original personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna's statement that this earth has now become most fortunate indicates that nothing can equal the blessings of the Supreme Lord in his personal form as Krishna, appearing simultaneously with his brother, Sri Balaram. Evam Vrindavanam Sriman Krishna Pritamana Pasha Reme sancharayam madhe sri vradhasu sahanga. Thus expressing his satisfaction with the beautiful forest of Vrindavan and its inhabitants, Lord Krishna enjoyed tending the cows and other animals with his friends on the banks of the river Yamuna below Govardhan Hill. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Although Krishna and Balaram were inseparable, the word Srimad indicates that as he gradually grew older, Krishna became eager to meet the young coward girl as they too wandered about the forest of Vrindavan. The Lord would then tell his friends, "You should all proceed to the bank of the Yamuna and play for some time. I will come soon." Krishna would then display his most beautiful Kishore form. He would swiftly go to the bank of Manasa Ganga and there, playing on his flute, he would await the Sakis. Krishna would return to the company of his friend. Kvachit gayati gayat samadanda vishnano ratai upagiya mana charita patishankashananvita anujapati japantam kalavakya sukhaya Kvachit-kvachit-chavargu-pujantam Anukujati-kokilam Kvachit-chakalahansanam Anukujati-kujitam Abhinrityati-nrityantam Bahinam hasayam kvachit Megagambhirayavacha Nama bhidurgam pasyon kachiravayati pretya Gogopala manogaya Gogopala manogaya. Sometimes the honeybees in Vrindavan became so mad with ecstasy that they closed their eyes and began to sing. Lord Krishna, moving along the forest path with his coward boyfriends and Baladev, would then respond to the bees by imitating their singing. Sometimes Krishna would imitate the chattering of a parrot, sometimes with a sweet voice the call of a cuckoo, and sometimes the cooing of swans. Sometimes he vigorously imitated the dancing of a peacock, making his coward boyfriends laugh. Krishna would joke with his friends, saying, "Just look, this peacock does not know how to dance properly." Sometimes, with a voice as deep as the rumbling of clouds, he would call out with great affection the names of the animals who had wandered far from the herd, thus enchanting the cows and the coward boys. Surabhi, Sumukhi, Midangamukhi, in Vrindavan would drink the sap of the forest flowers, and the combination of this nectar and the association of Sri Krishna made them mad with intoxication. Thus they closed their eyes in ecstasy and expressed their satisfaction by humming, and this humming was also expertly imitated by the Lord. Chakara Kransha Chakrava Bharadvajang Chabarinaha Anuratisma Satvanam Bhitavadhyagra Singhaya. Sometimes he would cry out in imitation of birds such as the chakoras, kranchas, chakravas, bharadvajas, and the peacocks. Besides the peacocks, the boys would imitate the monkeys, the frogs, the birds. Sometimes he would run away with the smaller animals in mock fear of lions and tigers. Actually, in Vrindavan, the abode of the Lord, the lion and tigers are not violent, and thus there was no need to fear. Hour after hour, Krishna and his friends would play. They would play and play and play. Kvachit krida parishrantam gopotsanga pavahanam swayam vishramayatyaryam Parasambhanadive. Kvachit, sometimes. Aryam, his elder brother. Parishrantam, fatigued. Krida, by playing upabarhanam, using as his pillow utsanga, the lap gopa of a coward boy. Swayam, personally, Vishramayati relieved him from fatigue. When his elder brother, fatigued from playing, would lie down with his head upon the lap of a coward boy, Lord Krishna would help him relax by personally massaging his feet and offering other services. Pada Sambhahana Dibihi, Lord Krishna will massage Balaram's feet, fan him, and bring him river water to drink. While Lord Balaram gazed at him with affection.
Nrityata Gayata Kvapi Bhagato Yudhyata Mitha Grihita Hasta Gopala Hasanto Prasasanchato
Nrityata, dancing, Gayataha, singing, Valgataha, moving about, Yudhyataha, fighting. Sometimes the coward boys danced. Sometimes they sang, moved about, and playfully fought with each other on the bank of Yamuna. Then Krishna and Balaram, standing nearby hand in hand, would glorify their friends' activities and laugh.
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Oh, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Vrindavan Dham. Kvachit pallava talpeshu niyodha shramakarsitaha vrikshamula swayasete gopachanga pavarhala.
Sometimes Lord Krishna himself grew tired from fighting and lay down at the base of a tree, resting upon a bed made of soft twigs and buds, and using the lap of a coward friend as his pillow. Pallava talpeshu, Krishna expanded himself into many forms and lay down upon the many beds of twigs, leaves, and flowers hastily constructed by his enthusiastic coward friends. Some of the coward boys, who were all great souls, would then massage his lotus feet.
Parasamvahanam chakra kechitasya mahatmana aparehata papmano Yajjanai Samavijaya.
Others, qualified by being free of all sin, would expertly fan the Supreme Lord with forest leaves. The boys fanned the Lord very carefully and expertly, creating gentle and cooling breezes.
Anye tadanurupani manognani mahatmanaha gayanti Bhasma Maharaja Sneha Klemadiya Sanaye.
Maharaja, O King Parikshit, Anye, others, Gayantisma, would sing Shanaihi slowly. My dear king, other boys would sing enchanting songs appropriate to the occasion, and their hearts would melt out of love for the Lord.
Evam nigudhatmagati swamayaya gopatma jatvam charita vidhanbhayan reme ramalalita pada pallavo gramye samam gramya vadisha chashtita. Gramyai samam gramya vadisha chashtita.
Evam, in this way, nigudha, hidden away, atmagati, his personal opulence, swamayaya, by his own mystical potency. In this way, the Supreme Lord, whose soft lotus feet are personally attended by the goddess of fortune, conceal these transcendental opulences by his internal potency, and acted like the son of a cowherd, enjoying like a village boy in the company of other village residents. Yet, he often exhibited feats no one else could perform.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.